How much would an iPhone cost if it were entirely made in the US? At the moment, the iPhone 5 costs between $650 to $850 retail. iPhones are mostly manufactured and assembled in China, famously by the company Foxconn.
It largely costs more for people to manufacture products in the United States because of higher labor costs,
says Carl Howe, vice president of data sciences at the Yankee Group.
Labor costs here are somewhere in the vicinity of 2 to 3 times what they're going to be in China.
Right now, Apple pays around $5 per iPhone for assembly and labor. Moving that stateside would add around $10 to the cost of an iPhone. That would move the cost of the cheapest iPhone to about $660. But labor's not the most significant financial advantage to manufacturing the iPhone in China, where Apple has been able to create enormous iPhone assembling villages.
They have these special regions, like Shenzhen, which is an industrial region. So if you need something fixed or something changed, it's just a couple of buildings away. And the ability to keep everything so close together has incredible logistic advantages for Apple,
explains Renee Ritchie, editor-in-chief of iMore, a publication about Apple products. Ritchie says it would be almost impossible to recreate that system in the US, which would mean longer assembly times, a less efficient assembly, and lots of micro-shipments.
It's an incredibly complicated process to build one of these devices, and you'd have to move that entire culture of production to the United States in order for it to work,
says Ritchie. And then there are the parts themselves. Andrew Rusweiler is Senior Director of Materials and Cost Benchmarking at IHS Technology.
For almost every component that goes into the device, there may be as many as 2 or 3 sources. Then if you were to dig down another layer into some of the components, such as the display, the touchscreen, the batteries, those are also assemblies that are comprised of multiple components coming from potentially multiple countries.
IHS broke down the cost of iPhone's components and found they add up to around $190 per phone. The most expensive part of the iPhone is the display, which costs about $40. Making the display in the US would roughly triple its cost, according to Rusweiler. That alone would add around $80 to the price of the iPhone. That brings our iPhone to $740. Rusweiler says making all of the iPhone's parts in the US would push the price of the iPhone's components from $190 to around $600.
If the materials alone are costing $600,
says Rusweiler,
it stands to reason that same iPhone could cost perhaps $2,000 at retail.
That's right, $2,000 for an iPhone.
It is a lot of money for an iPhone, and I would say trying to move Apple's entire supply chain is not just prohibitively expensive, but it's also impractical and not realistic.
And it wouldn't even earn political goodwill for most of its customers.
2 out of 3 Apple customers aren't in the US anymore,
says the Yankee Group's Carl Howe.
That's quite a change from many years ago when most of Apple's customers were in the US.
It's just as well, says Howe. Even with all of the overseas cost efficiencies, the iPhone is still one of the most expensive phones around. Siri, you cost a lot. It's still roughly a third of what an all-American iPhone would cost.